Well, good morning. So, if, I mean, I hope it doesn't happen, but if all of a sudden your house were to catch on fire, what would be the one thing that you would try to take out with you? So if your house were to catch on fire, what would be the one thing that you would try to take out with you? What's most important to you? Or if you only had a few minutes left to live, and you only had time to make one phone call,
这段时间只足够你打一个电话,
who would you call?
你会给谁打电话呢?
Who's the most important person?
对你来说最重要的人是谁?
What's the most important thing?
对你来说最重要的事情是什么?
Who's the most important person?
对你来说最重要的人是谁?
What's the most important thing for us to do in life?
对我们来说在人生当中最重要的事情是什么?
What is one thing that I should not forget?
有一件事情是我绝对不能忘记的,这是一件怎样的事情?
One thing in life that as long as I've done this one thing, then that's what's most important.
对我来说,在人生当中,这件事情就是对我来说最重要的。
There was once a lawyer who asked God a question.
曾经有一位律师,他问上帝这样一个问题。
You have given us many commandments to follow.
你给了我们很多诫命,要我们去遵守。
But which one is the greatest?
那哪一条诫命是最大的呢?
And Jesus said to him,
耶稣对他说,
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.
耶稣对他说, 你要尽心爱你的神,
with all your soul and with all your mind.
你要尽心尽性尽意,
this is the first and great commandment. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for giving us this time this morning.
主要感谢你给我们今早上这段时间。
We pray, Lord, that you would use your Holy Spirit to speak to us.
主啊,
we pray, Lord, that you would soften our hearts.
主啊,
that we would have ears to hear.
愿我们愿意敞开耳朵,
and that our hearts would be receptive. Lord, help us to know what's really most important in our lives. What is the first and foremost commandment that we need to follow? And why this is so important? Lord, what is first and foremost on your heart?
主啊,愿我们知道在你的心中第一条诫,最重要的诫命是什么?
Lord, may what's most important to you become what's most important to us.
主啊,愿你心中最重要的也成为我们心中最重要的。
So come, Lord Jesus.
主啊,我们愿你到来。
Come and speak to us this morning.
主啊,愿你今天早上对我们讲话。
We pray in your name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
What is a command?
那一条诫命是什么呢?
What is a commandment?
诫命到底指的是什么?
It is something we must do.
这是一件我们必须去做的事情。
It is something that is important.
是一件非常重要的事情。
Not only to the person who should obey the command,
不光是对于需要遵守的人来说,这条诫命很重要。
But also to the person who gives the command.
对于给出诫命的来说也是非常同样重要的。
I will not give a command unless it's important to me for you to do something.
如果这条诫命对我让你执行的话不重要的话我不会让你去做的。
But why is this command so important to God?
为什么这条诫命如此之重要?
Okay. Maybe I'll share this one. Yeah. So God has everything, and yet He is searching for one thing.
那神他已经拥有所有的事情，但他还是在寻找。
Yeah, we are searching for one thing as well. A microphone that works. But luckily, I have this one thing.
Okay.
So have we found this one thing?
我们找到这件事情了吗?
Okay, praise the Lord.
感谢主，有声音了。
So God has everything.
那神他拥有一切。
And yet he's still searching for something.
然而神还在寻找一些东西。
What is that one thing that God is looking for?
这件事情神一直在寻找的是什么东西呢？
What is that one thing that God is yearning for him, even though he has everything that he can receive?
那尽管神他已经拥有世界一切的东西，但他还是一直在渴望一件事情，这是怎样的一件事情？
He is searching for your heart.
神在寻找我们的心。
He longs for you to love him.
他渴望我们去全心去爱他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he is madly in love with you.
因为神他疯狂地爱着我们。
God wants us to love him the same way as he loves us.
神也希望我们以他爱我们的方式去爱他。
He wants us to respond to his great love for us.
神愿意我们去回应他对我们的伟大的爱。
He wants us to love him with all of our hearts.
神愿意我们全心的去爱他。
Because he loves us with all of his heart.
因为神是在全心的爱我们。
That's why the prophet Isaiah in Chapter 49, he writes,
在以赛亚书四十九章
God says,
神是这样说
Can a woman forget her nursing child?
妇人也能忘记她吃奶的婴孩
That she should have no compassion on a son of her womb?
不连续她所生的儿子
Even these may forget,
即或有忘记的
Yet I will not forget you.
我却不忘记你。
Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands.
看哪，我将你铭刻在我掌上。
Your walls are continually before me.
你的墙垣常在我眼前。
How much does a mother love her child?
一个母亲对孩子的爱是无比深刻的。
And yet there are some mothers who might not even love their child.
然而可能还是有些母亲她们不爱自己的孩子。
But God will always love us.
但神会永远爱我们。
He has engraved us on the palms of his hands.
他将我们的名刻在他的手掌心。
He sees our name every single day.
他每天都看到我们的名字。
You are always before him.
你一直在他眼前。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
With all of his heart.
他是全心的爱你。
God's ultimate purpose for this world is that this world will reflect his glory.
神对这个世界最终的心愿是说，这个世界会彰显他的荣耀。
Through complete obedience,
通过全然的顺服
but also through love.
也是通过爱。
So first is mandatory obedience.
首先是有一种顺服是义务性的顺服。
One day, as Philippians 2 tells us, every knee must bow and tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
在腓立比书二章我们看到因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主是荣耀归于父神。
In the heavens above,
叫一切在天上的
on the earth,
在地上的
and under the earth,
和地底下的
every single human being that has been created will bow their knee to Jesus Christ.
每一个被造物，每一个人都要屈膝敬拜主。
Every government in this world will bow their knee to Jesus Christ.
这个世界上的每一个政府都要屈膝敬拜基督。
Including the government of this nation.
包括这个国家的政府。
Every single person will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
每一个人都要口称耶稣基督为主。
One day.
有一天。
And even the demons will have to bow their knee before Jesus Christ.
即使这魔鬼也要屈膝在耶稣面前。
And confess that he is Lord.
承认耶稣为主。
This is mandatory obedience.
这是义务的必须的顺服。
And God will ensure that it will happen.
那神也会确保这样的事情会发生。
But there's something else that God is searching for even more.
但还有一件事情是神他更加在寻找的。
That he is even more desirous of than mandatory obedience.
这件事情是神他更加渴望，要比这种义务性的顺服他更渴望的。
And that is voluntary love.
这就是自愿的爱，自发的爱。
The very definition of love requires freedom of choice.
爱的定义就包括自由的选择。
God will not force us into a love relationship with him.
神不会强迫我们与他进入一种相爱的关系。
He waits until we invite him into our hearts.
神等待我们，直到我们愿意把他邀请进入我们的心。
Loving God not only impacts God's heart.
爱神不光会影响神的心。
God desires for us to respond in love to Him.
神渴望我们去回应他的爱。
But at the same time, it imparts our hearts as well.
同时对神的爱也会影响我们的心。
Often when we seek to know God's will for our lives, we think about what we should do.
常常当我们想到神的旨意的时候，我们就想到自己该去做什么。
God, what is your will for my life?
我们想说神，你对我生命的旨意是什么？
You're thinking of what kind of vocation should I do?
我们会想说我应该去做怎样的职业呢？
Where I should go?
我应该去哪里？
Who I should marry?
我应该去和谁结婚？
When we think of God calling us and giving us a great calling,
当我们想到神给我们一个伟大的呼召，
we usually think of the size of our ministry.
我们常常会想到自己事工的规模。
But this is not God's primary concern.
但这并不是神所最关心的。
His concern is on the size of our heart.
神最关心的是我们用心的程度。
Not on the size of our church.
而不是我们教会的规模。
I may have many goals in life.
我在生活当中可有很多的目标。
I may have many dreams for the future.
我也可以对未来有很多的梦想。
One of my dreams is one day to see worship services at Beijing's Bird's Nest.
我的其中一个梦想就是在北京的鸟巢体育馆看到一场敬拜赞美会。
That 10,000 people can worship God, our Lord Jesus Christ, together.
会有成千上万的人一起来敬拜主。
That's one of my dreams.
就是我的一个梦想。
That we can see an evangelistic service on Tiananmen Square.
我期待可以在一天在天安门广场有一场布道会。
Some people might say I'm daydreaming.
有人可能会说我在做白日梦。
Well, maybe I had it when I was asleep, so I wasn't daydreaming.
可能是我在睡觉的时候做了这个梦，所以这个不是白日梦。
So I have many dreams.
所以我有很多梦想。
But my first and foremost goal must be to obey Christ's first commandment.
但我的第一个也是最重要的目标就是去顺服主基督的诫命。
Any other goals can only be secondary.
任何其他的愿望都是其次的。
I might dream about great things.
我可能去梦想很多伟大的事情。
But my greatest goal in life has to be to love God.
但我最大的目标应该是去爱神。
Because this is also His greatest goal for my life.
因为这也是神对我的生命最大的期许。
Several years ago, God called me to this.
那几年前，神给我这样的呼召。
He asked me, "Are you willing to love me?"
神问我，你是否愿意去爱我？
Are you willing to make love for me your first goal in life?
你是否愿意把爱我作为你人生中最大的目标？
Are you willing to go anywhere for me?
你是否愿意为我去到任何地方？
Are you willing to do anything for me?
你是否愿意为我做任何事情？
And during that service, I said yes.
那在当时这场敬拜当中，我说是的，我回应神是的。
As the worship leaders were singing, I said yes to God.
当敬拜者还在带敬拜的时候，我回应神，我愿意。
And then half an hour later,
那半小时之后，
as I was walking out of the service,
我去走到办公室的路上，
I felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me.
我感到圣灵在对我讲话。
Asking me, would you like to go to Yunnan and minister to the minority people there?
我觉得圣灵在问我说，你是否愿意去云南去服侍这里的少数民族？
And I said, no.
我说不要。
Then I felt God saying, well, how about going to Hualien in Taiwan and minister to the minority people there?
我觉得圣灵又在对我说，你是否愿意去台湾的花莲服侍那里的少数民族呢？
And I said, no.
我的回应又是不要。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I wanted to come back to Beijing.
因为我想要回到北京。
Because Yunnan and Hualien were not significant enough places for me.
因为对我来说，花莲和云南都不够重要。
They were kind of like middle of nowhere.
他们就是这些人烟稀少的地方，太罕见了。
I don't want to go there.
我不想去这些地方。
I wanted to be in the greatest city in China.
我想要在中国的一个大城市里面。
The center of this nation.
在首都。
That is the center of the world.
也是世界的中心。
So I want to be here.
所以我想来这里。
So God asked me, so what happened to that commitment to go anywhere and do anything?
所以神就问我说，你刚刚那个承诺怎么算呢？你说你愿意为我去到任何地方。
Ah, the worship was good.
我就想说，因为当时敬拜非常的棒。
In 1999, I responded to God's call.
在1999年，我回应了神的呼召。
And I led a short-term missions team here to China.
我带领一个短宣队来到中国。
In 2006, I responded to God's call and came to Beijing.
在2006年，我回应神的呼召来到北京。
And in 2007, I started working here at the BICF.
从2007年开始，我在国际教会服事。
However, I was wrong.
然而，我犯了一个错误。
My call to China was never my ultimate calling in life.
来到中国并不是我人生当中最终的呼召。
And by making it first, I had actually made it my idol.
我将来到中国作为我最重要的一个呼召，其实我把它变成了一个我的偶像。
I had no longer put God in the first place.
因为我再也没有把神放在第一位。
I put my ministry.
我把我的事工放在第一位。
I put what I wanted to do for God.
我把自己想要为神做的放在第一位。
And not simply to love God.
而没有去单单只是去爱神。
Many Christians confuse their ultimate calling with their temporary mission.
很多基督徒会将自己最终的呼召和自己暂时的一个使命混淆。
Never put your temporary mission in first place.
希望大家永远不要把自己短暂暂时的使命放在第一位。
Too many Christian leaders make this mistake.
很多基督徒会犯这样的错误。
And they build their own empire on earth in the name of God's kingdom.
他们打着天国的旗号，是在地上建立自己的国度。
Rather than putting God first place,
他们并没有把神放在第一位。
They actually put their own kingdom first place.
而是把自己想要建造的这个国度放在了第一位。
But what does it mean for us to truly love God?
那真正的爱神意味着什么呢？
First, Jesus talks about loving God with all our heart.
首先，耶稣对我们说，我们要尽心爱我们的神。
Matthew 22:37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.
马太福音22:37，你要尽心爱主你的神。
God wants more than just dutiful service from us.
神所期待的并不是我们义务性的服事。
He wants us to love serving him.
他希望我们是全心的真的去热爱服事他。
But what if I don't love serving him?
但如果我不喜欢不愿意去服事他呢？
When my wife asks me to wash the dishes.
当我的妻子请我去刷碗的时候。
And I don't love washing dishes.
我不喜欢刷碗。
Then how do I make myself love washing dishes?
我如何让我自己去爱上刷碗呢？
Or as a kid, my dad would always tell me, you should love enjoying listening to classical music.
当我还小的时候，我的父亲常常跟我说，你要学会爱上去听古典音乐。
And so I started to listen to Beethoven and Mozart.
所以我就开始听贝多芬和莫扎特。
I started listening to Tchaikovsky and to Bach.
我也开始听柴可夫斯基和巴赫。
And as I was listening, I was like,
我听的时候就是这个表情。
How do I love this?
我就想说，我怎么可能会爱上这个呢？
After a while, I was like,
我过一小会儿我就睡着了。
So, could I make myself love Mozart?
所以我能强迫自己爱上莫扎特吗？
When I was 10 years old,
当我还才十岁的时候
，and I much preferred listening to Michael Jackson.
当时我更喜欢听迈克杰克逊。
Far more interesting.
他更因为他更有意思。
But then, now I do love classical music.
那现在我真的是爱上了古典音乐。
We can set our love on anything we choose.
我们可以去选爱上我们选择的任何事情。
And eventually, our emotions will follow.
自然的，我们感情就会随之而来。
As you set your heart to love God,
当你愿意将自己的心用自己的心去爱上帝
，in time, your affections will follow.
那随着时间的过去，你自然会有这样的感情。
So I might still not love washing dishes.
也许我现在还是不喜欢去刷碗。
But I do it because I love my wife.
但我还是去刷碗，因为我爱我的妻子。
And as a result, the washing of dishes isn't such a horrible chore.
因此对我来说刷碗已经不是一件烦人的事情了。
But actually an expression of my love.
而是我对妻子的爱的一种表达。
And so I don't mind washing dishes.
所以我不在乎去刷碗。
Or don't tell my wife that.
不要告诉我妻子这个。
David knew this 3,000 years ago.
大卫他在3000年前就知道这一点。
That's why in Psalm 18, he says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength.
因此他在诗篇18章当中说，耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。
Not I already love you, but I will.
不是说我已经爱你，说我将要爱你，就是在英文里面有这个将要的意思，中文里面没有。
He set his heart on loving God.
大卫是把他的心选，他选择去爱神。
Our emotions are a very important part of our lives.
我们的感情对我们的生活来说非常重要。
And so it's so important that we keep our emotions pure.
因为它如此之重要，我们一定要把它保持纯洁。
But how?
那如何做到呢？
By not allowing our emotions to be consumed by love for money, honor, wrong relationships, addictions, or any other sins.
我们不可以让自己的感情被这些事情所捆绑，不能被金钱、荣耀、错误的关系或者是成瘾行为所捆绑。
Proverbs 4:23.
箴言书四章二十三节。
Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Jonathan Edwards knew this.
就是乔纳森·爱德华兹，他也知道这一点。
And so that's why, even as a teenager, he made these resolutions.
还在一个当他还是一个青少年的时候，他就做出这样一个决定。
This is one of them.
这是他的一个决定。
Resolved never to allow any pleasure or grief, joy or sorrow, nor any affection at all, nor any degree of affection.Nor any circumstance relating to it, but what helps religion.
除了有助于信仰的事情，不要让你的心被任何短暂的欢愉、悲痛、喜乐、遗憾、任何感情或者任何程度的感情，或者是与之相关的任何事情去影响你的心。
So what he's saying is that he will not allow his heart to be drawn by anything.Any emotions, whether happy or unhappy, that will take away from his love for God.
他的意思是说，他不会让任何的感情，不管是伤心还是喜乐，去影响他对神的爱。
So no joy or sorrow will he allow in his heart that will affect negatively his love for Jesus.
他不会让心中的任何感情，不管是喜乐还是悲伤，去影响他对神的这样的爱。
We must resist worldly passions that dull our love for God.
我们必须去拒绝任何世俗的这样的感情，不能让这些事情影响我们对神的爱。
And this effort itself to resist temptation is an expression of love for God.
那我们拒绝这些试探的一个行为，也是我们爱的一种对神的爱的一种表达。
Similarly for husbands.
同样对丈夫来说也是同样的道理。
By not looking at pornography, we are resisting something that will dull our affections towards our wives.
当一个丈夫他拒绝去看任何色情的东西，这样的一个行动就是他在拒绝任何会影响他对妻子的爱的这样一个行动。
Because by looking at pornography,
因为去看色情物品的时候，
you are letting your heart, your emotions become enticed by an imaginary woman.
其实你在看这些色情内容的时候，你就会让你的心被这些想象当中一些图片上的东西所捆绑。
And that will steal your heart, your love, your emotions towards your wife.
这样的一个行为会去偷走你对妻子的爱。
But instead, by resisting this temptation,
那当你去拒绝这样的试探，
you are giving love towards your wife.
这就是你对妻子的一种爱。
You're saying to her, because I love you, therefore I will not allow anything to steal my love for you.
你其实是在说，因为我爱你，我不会让任何事情去偷走我对你的爱。
And the same is true for our love for God.
那我们对神的爱也是同样的道理。
Jesus exposed how the spirit of immorality operates.
那耶稣向我们解释了，就是这些不道德的思想会对我们带来哪些影响。
How eye adultery leads to heart adultery, which then leads to physical adultery.
眼目当中的淫念会导致内心当中的淫念，那最终会导致你行动上的奸淫的行为。
So Matthew 5:28.
马太福音五章二十八节。
Jesus says, "Whoever looks at a woman to lust has already committed adultery in his heart."
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
Here we see an important principle.
我们在这里看到一个非常重要的原则。
That sexual purity starts with our eyes.
那就是性的纯洁是从我们的眼目开始的。
And it is much easier for us to close our eyes right from the beginning.
那我们就是最开始的时候，你就去让你的眼目保持纯洁，这点是最重要的。
Then for us to try to put out the fire of immoral passions later on.
这要远远好于当你已经有这样不好的欲望的火在心中燃烧，然后你再去试图扑灭这个火，这已经为时已晚。
Job understood the power of what we allow our eyes to see.
约伯他了解我们眼目会带来给我们带来的影响。
Job 31 verse 1.
约伯记三十一章一节。
I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman?
我与眼睛立约，怎能恋恋瞻望处女呢
？I don't think it means.Just to look at any woman.
那他我觉得这个意思并不是说去看任何的女性
But to look lustfully at any woman.
而是去带着这样不好的欲望去看女性
But it works in both ways.
那其实这两方面是互相作用的
So righteousness guards our love for Jesus.
公义会保护我们，保守我们对耶稣的爱
By preventing anything that might steal our love for him.
那这样的公义会保护我们不去做任何会影响我们对耶稣爱的事情。
And at the same time, our dedication to righteousness can only be sustained if we regularly encounter love with Him.
那只有当我们时常的知道我们时常的保守我们对神的爱，我们才能有这样的公义去保护我们不去做这些不去受试探。
So that's why it's so hard for husbands and wives who are separated.For long time duration.
因此，对于妻子分居两地来说，其实对他们来说是一个很困难的情境。
If for many months and even years you are separated,
如果夫妻双方几个月甚至几年之间是长期分开的
then it's hard for you to guard your heart.
那你就需要去很好的保守你的心。
Because by not encountering love, then it's also hard to maintain righteousness.
因为如果你没有感受到爱的话，你很难去继续去维持你的公义。
But with God, we can encounter His love all the time.
但是神的爱，它是一直都在，我们可以一直感受到神的爱。
And it is His love that empowers us also to be righteous in our lives.
同时也是神的爱给我们力量，让我们能够在生活当中保持公义。
Then in the second sphere, we love God with all our mind.
第二个层面就是要尽意去爱神。
Matthew 22:37, You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind.
马太福音二十二章三十七节，你要尽意爱主你的神。
So what we do with our minds greatly affects our capacity to love.
我们的思想会非常很大程度上影响我们对神的爱。
If we fill our minds with the right things, then that increases our capacity to love God.
如果我们去思想这些公义纯洁的事情，那就会增加我们爱神的这样的能力。
And if we fill our minds with wrong things, then that diminishes our ability to love God.
如果我们让自己的思想充满这些错误的思想，那会减少我们爱神的能力。
The language of a human mind is largely in images.
那人的头脑通常是用很多图片来表达的。
For example, if I say to you white elephant,then most likely in your mind there appears this image of a white elephant.
如果对你说白象，这个是白色的大象，你可能头脑当中立刻就会出现这样一个图像，是白色的大象。
Can you all see that white elephant?
你可以在头脑当中看到这样一个图片吗？白色的大象。
How about if I say pink elephant?
如果我说粉色的大象呢？
Do you see a big pink elephant now in your mind?
你能否在头脑当中看到一个很大的粉色的大象？
How about a purple flying elephant?
那现在我们换成一个会飞的紫色的大象，你在头脑当中能看到吗
？So now your mind is filled with these imaginary flying elephants.
所以你现在头脑当中充满了这些奇怪的大象的图像。
But they don't even exist.
但这些大象它们其实都不存在的。
See how easy it is for our minds to be filled with meaningless things.
我们的头脑是非常容易被这些毫无意义的事情所充满的。
Our mind is like an internal movie screen.
我们的头脑就像一个内部的电影院。
And it continually shows us pictures.
我们可以在这个电影当中不断地看到图片。
We are the producer, the leading actor, and the viewer of all our internal movies.
我们既是这部影片的制作者，是我们是主角，也是这个影片的观众。
We are both the hero and the villain.
我们既是这个影片当中的英雄，也是这个影片当中的坏人。
So what kind of movie are you watching?
那你头脑当中你在看哪样的一部电影呢？
We cannot shut down the images in our minds.
我们不能把自己头脑中这些景象屏蔽掉。
But we can redirect them.
但我们可以去很好的引导这些图像。
We can replace dark thoughts with bright ones.
我们可以用光明正面的思想去代替这些黑暗的思想。
For example, as a kid, when I was in England, I was bullied by other students.
那当我在英国读书的时候，我在学校会被其他的人欺负。
I was this little guy.
我当时个子很小。
And there was these big guys.
那学校里面有很多大个子的孩子。
And they would often come and hit me.
那经常会有人，他们会来打我。
And all I could do is, oh, oh, oh.
我就一直这样在躲。
But in my mind, what I was thinking.
但我头脑当中我在这样想。
Was actually that I was Bruce Lee.
我觉得我是李小龙。
And as they tried to hit me,
当他们想要打我的时候
I'll be, oh,
我就会做这样的动作。
And they'll be flying back.
我想象他们就会飞得远远的。
And they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry.
他们就会觉得好对不起，我不该打你。
And I'll be like, don't do it again.
我就说，不要再欺负我了。
So in my mind, I was comforting myself that it wasn't me who was being hit, but them.
所以我在心里面这样安慰自己说被打的不是我是他们
And so I felt much better.
所以这样我就会心里好受一些
But there's a much better way.
但其实有一种更好的方式
And that is by rewriting the script of our internal movie by reading and meditating upon the word of God.
那这种更好的方式就是去阅读去思想神的话语重新去书写我们电脑我们头脑当中这部电影
Because we can put imaginary ideas in our minds.
因为我们可以在头脑当中放入这些想象中的图景
But at the end of the day, we know that they are only imaginary.
但是我们知道这些其实都是虚假的，是想象
But instead, if we put the word of God in our hearts.
但是如果我们把神的话语放到我们的心中
If we put His truth in our minds.
如果我们让自己的头脑被神的真理而充满
To replace the lies of this world,
用神的话语去代替这个世界的谎言
then that will transform our lives.
那我们的生命就会得到改变
Our mind largely determines our life.
我们的思想会很大程度上影响我们的生命
Yet too many believers are too casual about what they put in their minds.
很多基督徒他们都是对自己头脑当中所思想的东西毫不在意
They fill their minds with entertainment, with daydreaming,With being bitter or critical with other people.
他们让自己的头脑被这些娱乐的事情、白日梦或者是一些很挑剔的想法而充满。
Or like me, by worrying about the problems of the world.
或者他们头脑当中一直是在担心这个世界当中各种各样的问题。
Which I can't do anything about.
这些问题都是你无法去做任何事情带来改变的。
All these things, instead of filling their minds with the truths of the Bible.
我们就是在想这些各种各样的事情，而没有去思想圣经当中的真理。
A few days ago, I started the day instead of reading the Bible as I usually do, but by reading the newspaper.
那几天前，我通常早上起来是开始以读经开始，但我几天前我是先来看新闻。
I was in Hong Kong, so I bought one of the newspapers there.
我当时在香港，所以我买了当地的一份报纸。
And I saw all the political problems in Hong Kong.
我看到香港报纸上这些各种各样的政治问题
With Occupy Central
就是各种
占领中环
占领中环的这些事情
And I thought, politics,
我就觉得政治真的很让我很抓狂
so many problems
就看到太多的问题
I can't do anything about them
但是我都对这些问题无能为力
So I feel so bad
所以我感觉非常糟糕。
So for the rest of the morning, I just felt really bad.
所以那一整个早上我都感觉非常糟糕。
Because I had not begun the day with the word of God.
因为我这一天没有以阅读神的话语为开始。
Instead, I filled my mind with thoughts that were not going to help me at all.
我让自己的头脑先被这些根本对我来说毫无益处的事情所充满了。
So we love God by filling our minds with His truth.
所以我们爱神是通过让我们的头脑充满神的真理
and discarding falsehoods
我们去拒绝任何谎言。
This way we love the things that he loves.
这样我们去爱这些神所爱的事情。
We think his thoughts after him.
我们去思想神所思想的事情。
And that is what brings us the greatest joy.
那这样也会带给我们最高的喜乐。
Because guess who's the happiest person in the entire universe?
那我们可以想一下，这个宇宙当中谁是最快乐的？
God, because he's perfect.
当然，这个最快乐的就是上帝，因为他是完美的。
So if you want to be happy,
如果你也想要快乐的话，
the best thing is for you to think God's thoughts.
就是要用神的意念去思想。
Because they are happy thoughts.
因为神他是充满喜乐的。
So let your mind be conformed by God's truth.
所以用神的话语，用神的真理来改变你的思想。
Third sphere, loving God with all your soul.
那第三个层面就是尽心爱主你的神。
Our identity is determined by the way in which we define success and how we see ourselves.
那我们身份的定义是通过我们如何，是看我们如何定义成功，以及我们如何看待自己。
So if we get our identity by our accomplishments and how we perform, then we will be entering into an internal emotional storm in which we are always worrying about how well we did and the approval of others.
那如果我们的身份是通过我们自己的成就以及他人的赞许，他人的这些肯定来获得的话，那我们就会进入一种感情的风暴，会有非常大的情绪的波动，因为我们对自己的认知，自己的身份是通过别人的眼光来确定的。
So in order for us to be truly happy, we must realign our identity to be based upon our relationship with God and not on the opinion of other people.
如果我们想要获得真正的喜乐，我们应该让自己的身份是通过神的眼光来确定我们的身份，而不是通过他人的赞许和认可。
For the opinion of other people is always changing.
因为别人的看法是一直在改变的。
So if afterwards you say, Andrew, you did a great job.
可能有一天有的人跟我说， Andrew, 你做得真棒。
I'd be like, yay!
我会说好。
But then if you say, ah,、oh, Andrew, that was rubbish.
可能又会有的人说 Andrew, 你讲的是什么呀不好。
I'll be like,
我又会很伤心。
Because others' opinion is always changing, and so my heart will always be affected by what other people think.
因为别人的眼光是一直在改变的，所以我的心也会被这样不同的看法而导致不断的波动。
But instead, if it's based upon my relationship with God, that never changes.
但是神对我的看法，他对我的心意是从不改变的。
Because he is my father and I will always be his son.
因为神他永远是我的天父，永远是他的孩子。
And so I can always be secure in his love for me.
因为神对我的爱是让我一直感到安全的。
But more important than being happy.
但要比喜乐更加重要的一点。
We must do this in obedience to God's command.
我们要顺服神的诫命。
To love him with all our soul, which is our very identity, our very being.
那尽心爱主我们的神，就是用我们自己的身份，用我们本身去全心的爱神。
So we must define success not in terms of what we do, but who or whose we are.
那我们对自己身份的定义不应该是基于我们自己所做的事情，而是基于我们是谁，或者我们属于谁。
As truly beloved sons of God.
我们是神他所宝贵的儿女。
So what is true success for a pastor?
所以对一个牧师来说，成功意味着什么？
To have a fruitful ministry?
是一个非常有果效的事工吗？
To be a great preacher?
是一个很好的讲道者吗？
To be an anointed worship leader?
或者是一个非常受恩膏的代敬拜者？
No!
都不是。
True success for a pastor and for any Christian believer is what he or she already has in Jesus Christ.
对于一个牧师，对于任何一个基督徒来说，真正的成功是我们在基督里面已经得着的。
Christian burnout does not occur from working too hard.
那我们基督徒经常会感到精力耗尽，这并不是因为我们工作太过努力。
But rather,as a result of working from the wrong spirit.
往往是因为我们在用错误的心智去工作。
When we work for success, we get burned out.
当我们为了成功而去努力的话，我们很容易精力耗尽。
But when we work from success, then our burdens are light.
但当我们知道我们已经得胜，我们的负担是轻省的。
In his final year in high school, my brother got an unconditional offer to Cambridge.
那我哥哥在高中即将毕业的时候，得到剑桥大学的这个一个保送的条件。
Well, actually, it was a 2E offer, which means that he only needed to get the lowest grade in order for him to be able to get into Cambridge University.
那意思就是说，他即使考到最低的分数，他依然可以去顺利的进入剑桥。
So, did he work with any sense of burden?
所以他需要有非常大的压力去好好学习吗？
Was he stressed when he was taking his exams?
所以他考试的时候会感到非常焦虑吗？
No, he was playing all the time.
他一直在玩，他不用担心。
I saw him.
我看到他玩。
But did he do well?
那他考得怎样呢？
He did really well.
他做得非常好，他考得很棒。
So, by not having a burden, he actually did better than perhaps if he had had a heavy burden upon his shoulders.
那因为他对这个考试没有任何负担和忧虑，所以他考的成绩其实非常好。如果他有这个忧虑和负担的话，可能他的表现会差一点。
That is what it means to work from success.
这个意思就是说，你知道自己已经得着、已经成功的意思。
But how can we do that?
那我们如何做到这一点呢？
By knowing that Christ has already won the ultimate success upon the cross.
我们知道耶稣他已经在十字架上得胜。
Our efforts in this life are not in order for us to win success for ourselves.
我们在这个世上的生命，我们的目的不是说去获得我们想要的成功。
Instead, all our labors are labors of love in gratitude to Christ.
我们所做的一切事情都应该是为着神的爱的一种感恩。
And what if people reject us?
那如果别人拒绝我们呢？
It no longer matters because we live to the audience of one.
即使面对别人的拒绝，我们也不用担心，因为我们的观众是神，我们是为神而活。
So, fourthly, loving God with all our strength.
那第四个层面是尽力爱主我们的神。
Mark 12 verse 30 says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength."
马可福音十二章三十节，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
What this means is that we are to love God with all our natural resources, with our time, our money, our energy, our talents.
意思就是说，我们要用自己所有的资源去爱神，包括我们的金钱、我们的能力、我们的才华，还有我们的影响力。
So usually we would use our resources for our own comfort or our own status.
我们常常会用自己的能力去让自己有一个更舒适的环境，或者是为了自己的目的。
But loving God with all our strength means.That we use these things instead for God's kingdom.
那尽力去爱神，意思是说我们用自己的资源去扩展神的国度。
So loving God entails sacrifice.
那爱神也需要我们做出牺牲。
And what is sacrifice?
那牺牲意味着什么？
It means giving when it hurts.
就是说，当你在施予，即使它会让你心痛的时候，你依然是选择去施予、去给予。
And how much are we called to give?
那神希望我们给予多少呢？
19th century missionary to China, C.T. Studd, he wrote,
那十九世纪的一位宣教士他这样说
If Jesus Christ be God and died for me,
如果耶稣他就是神，他为我而死
then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him.
那我所做的任何牺牲都无法去偿还他为我做的牺牲
But our sacrifices to God are never in vain.
那我们对神所我们所我们对神的付出从来都不是白费的。
He always gives us more than we could ever give to him.
神所给予我们的远远要多于我们能给他的。
But always in his time and in his way.
那神他会通过他自己的时间和他自己的方式来给予我们。
And it takes trust for us to believe that God will one day reward us.
那我们也需要用信心去相信神会有一天会给我们应得的奖赏。
But it will be.The best reward of all.
而且这奖赏将会是最好的奖赏。
And that is him, he himself.
那我们最大的奖赏就是神本身。
But what if I don't love God in this way?
那如果我不是用这样的方式去爱神怎么办?
What if I don't have this kind of love in my heart?
如果我心中没有这种爱该如何?
We cannot love God as we should.
我们做不到就是我们应该去爱神的方式，我们做不到。
And so God supernaturally empowers us to love Him.
所以神以他超自然的能力给我们力量，让我们能够去爱他。
Romans 5, verse 5, Paul says, the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
罗马书五章五节，因为所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
It's like a son, a young boy, who wants to give his father a good present for his birthday.
就像一个小男孩，他想要给爸爸的生日买一个很好的礼物。
But he doesn't have any money.
但他没有任何的钱。
So what does he do?
所以他该怎么办呢？
He asks his dad for money so that he can then buy his dad a birthday present.
所以他问爸爸要钱，这样他就可以用这个钱给爸爸买礼物。
The same is true for us and God.
对我们来说，我们和神的关系也是这样。
We don't have the love that we should have for God in our hearts.
我们里面没有我们应该给神的这样的一种爱。
So we ask God for him to fill us with love.
所以我们求神用他的爱充满我们。
So that we then can love him.
这样我们就可以去爱他。
And may this be our prayer.
愿这成为我们的祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
I commit to loving you with all of my heart, mind, soul, and strength.
我愿意尽心、尽意、尽性、尽力去爱你。
May you be the primary dream of my life and nothing else.
愿你成为我人生当中最重要的梦想，也是唯一的梦想。
Fill me with your love.
愿你的爱充满我。
So that I might love you as you love me.
愿我能够以你爱我的方式去爱你。
Amen.
Amen.